Where there was liquid water, there was hope of life. Dr. Rani Wijeratne had spent 20 years exploring the European abyss, both in person and by means of robot probes. Though she had found nothing, she wasn't discouraged. "I'm sure it's there," she said. "I only hope I can find it before some Earth-based microbes crawl out of our garbage and take over." Dr. Wijeratne was also quite optimistic about the prospects for life much farther from the sun, in the great cloud of comets far beyond Neptune. "There's all the water and carbon and nitrogen and other chemicals out there," she was fond of saying. "Millions of times as much as on the planets. And there must be radioactivity, which means heat, and a rapid mutation rate. Conditions may be ideal for the origin of life deep down inside comets." It seemed a pity that the doctor would be disembarking at Europa and not continuing on to Kali. Her good-natured but no-holds-barred debates with Sir Colin Draker, FRS, had provided the other passengers with a great deal of entertainment. The famous astrogeologist was the only scientist still aboard from Goliath's original complement, being sufficiently eminent to overrule any orders to bring him home. "I know more about asteroids than any living man," he argued with unchallengeable accuracy, "and Kali is the most important asteroid in history. I want to get my hands on it as my 100th birthday present to myself, and for the sake of science, of course." As for the cometary life forms suggested by Dr. Wijeratne, he had no doubts. "Nonsense. Hoyle and Vikrama Singh suggested that over a century ago, but no one ever took it seriously." "Then it's time they did. And since asteroids, some of them anyway, are dead comets, have you ever looked for fossils? It might be worth doing."
"Frankly, Rani, I can think of much better ways of spending my time."
"You geologists, sometimes I think you're all fossils yourselves. Remember how you laughed at poor Wegener and his theory of continental drift and made him your patron saint when he was safely dead." And so forth, all the way to Europa.